We're going to Florida next, where Cork runner Michael Keely is bringing home gold after winning the over 80s 800 metres at the World Masters Indoor Championships. Michael is 80 and a member of Mallow Athletic Club. His race time was a staggering 3 minutes, 9.35 seconds. Before coming on air, he told me how he did it.
I think I was about sixth place for a long time. And then I moved up gradually up through the field until I finally got only one in front of me. And I knew about 100 metres out that I said I didn't think he was going to get any better. And with about 100 metres out, I said I'd make a move at that point then, because I didn't know if the guys were behind me were going to do the same as I was doing. They could have been watching me as well, you see. You're never sure. So I couldn't take the risk. So I had to move it as fast as I could towards the end. And that was it.
And what did that feel like to win?
It's good to win. It was something I always wanted to do, was to win here in the United States. I did win years ago in Europe, back in communist times, way back, long, long time ago. But I never won. I ran in the United States before in the old days, in the New York City Marathon. And I was never going to win one of them anyway. But track running would be my thing, a short distance, like 800 metres. That would be my chosen distance. And the weekend, not a wait tomorrow, now with the 1,500 metres coming up with the 4 and the 15. But I wouldn't be giving myself any chance whatsoever in the 4. But I might just be in with a shout in the 15. I'd be hoping to scrape into the first 3 anyway.
And Michael, at the age of 80, you're really proving that old saying that age is but a number. Your photo indicates that you're very lean and fit. What is your training regime?
I train about 3 days a week. I train with Mallow Saturday mornings, and possibly an evening if I can get a chance, say a Tuesday evening or so. And then I do a little bit of running maybe during the day as well. Usually the morning. I don't run much in the day. It is usually morning I run. Because sometimes if I left to go during the day, there'd be something else come up that I wouldn't train at all. But I often go 2 or 3 days. I never train. And then I go maybe 3 days in a row. So I just don't... I think I should train better by right. If I was to improve more, I should train better, but I don't.
Your competitors are amazed at the lack of running facilities and running tracks in Mallow. You were telling them that you do be out running around the field in your wellies sometimes to practice.
Yeah, I do. Well, the thing is that they're talking about a track for Mallow, but it hasn't come yet and maybe never come. I don't think it'll come in my time anyway. But every year we make inquiries about when is our running track coming. Oh, they said it's out to tender now and it'll be starting, but it hasn't. Nothing has come yet. And this has gone on with years. There's not only one track in the whole county. I think that's not very encouraging, for young athletes to take it up.
So just tell me, what are you expecting tomorrow?
I'm expecting anyway little or nothing in the 400, but I would be expecting to possibly make the first 3 in the 1500. There's a few times in the 400 faster than mine, and if there's a few times, there's obviously somebody else might come up faster again, you see, and there's no point in my burning myself out running a 400 and finishing 4th or 5th, and then miss out on the 1500. With the two of them the same day, it's a bit difficult with the two the same day. If we had a day or two between them, it would be grand. And yet the two wind up the same day, which is something I didn't want. But anyhow, I can't do anything about that.
And one way or the other, you're coming home with that gold medal.
I'm coming home with the gold medal. I'm hoping to add to it.
And the very best of luck to 80-year-old Michael Keely there in the 400 and 1500 metres in Florida this weekend.